Donald Trump's casinos may be in bankruptcy, but his TV show, The Apprentice, is doing well in its second season on NBC. A fresh group of business-minded contestants are competing for a job in one of Trump's businesses. And since there's no such thing as a hit reality show without imitators, this season we also have The Rebel Billionaire, Branson's quest for the best. In that show, contestants are going for the prize of Richard Branson's job, the head of the Virgin Group. John Byrne is the editor of Fast Company magazine, and he's been watching both shows, and he says that the differences between Trump and Branson as businessmen are apparent when you watch them on TV.
Say what you will about these two quirky, funny, goofy shows, but they also represent two models of what business can be.
Who will be fired this week?
Donald Trump today has become the role model for what many people think of as a boss. And he's the absolute worst role model imaginable, because he is out of the 1950s when there was a boss and you listened to exactly what he always said, and it was always a he. Your thoughts didn't count for anything, and you were told to conform within these very rigid guidelines of what was expected.
In the boardroom when I said my piece to Mr. Trump, I knew he was going to make me the project manager and or, you know, be mad about it. But at the end of the day, he wants to see who's strong.
Hold on and catch your breath. It's a new Rebel Billionaire.
Branson, by his own persona, is remarkably freewheeling in a way that tells the people around him to be the same.
We're going to Africa. It's a majestic place, and we have a grand challenge planned.
He's liberating their spirits, their creative juices, by showing how unfettered and how friendly he himself is.
You've been in here a lot of
Why are you in here so much?
I take on a lot on my plate, and because of it, I get brought into
Chris, should I fire Ivana right now?
Instead of me, absolutely.
I think Trump is the better show. The Apprentice is the better show because it's better produced. It's more focused. And because Trump is such an outsized, odd, quirky character, it's almost as if he were invented. I mean, he's almost like a cartoon. In Branson's case, it's a far more approachable, accessible, likable person. On the other hand, the show is not as well or as slickly produced. The show is a mishmash of, you know, The Apprentice, Fear Factor, and two or three other reality shows thrown together.
This is the Victoria Falls Gorge. And if you're wondering, it's 360 feet to the Zambezi River, straight down.
Oh, yeah.
But don't worry, I'm not asking you to jump just yet.
In one of the episodes, of course, you know, the penultimate task was to have two people go up on prop airplanes and stand on the wings. Now, what that had to do about business or was beyond me, it was about theater.
We spent the last few days thinking about and testing ourselves on three things: taking risks, trusting yourself, and trusting your team.
You're looking at two very different role models for what business can be, and I know which boss I would want to work
badly.
With.
And Chris, you're fired.
John Byrne is editor-in-chief of Fast Company magazine.